Today on More to Life, getting past guilt. Good guilt leads to repentance, but what do you do with guilt that doesn't go away? We'll help you find the answers and peace. Call in 877-573-7825. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, we're helping you get past guilt. So that's what we're talking about today. If you feel like guilt is holding you back in some way, either because you've done something and you don't know how to make it right, or because despite your best efforts to seek forgiveness or make things right, the person you hurt won't let it go.
They're just heaping coals on your head all the time.
We're here to help. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now, Greg, with Rich, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Dallas, Texas, on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hey, Rich. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us today?
Hi. Actually, it's Rich.
Oh, I apologize.
Rich, oh, that's quite all right. I get it all the time. I wish I was Rich.
Well, Reg, thanks so much for the call. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm calling to let you know a little bit about the guilt I wrestled with for many, many years. I'm a post-abortive father. And my child was aborted in 1976, just right after after Roe v. Wade. And I lived in denial of it for years and years, and always felt guilty and always felt depressed, and just was looking for any way to numb that, basically, to make it go away. But because I was in such denial, I had no idea why I felt the guilt. And I know there are a lot of men out there who feel the same problem. It's one of the worst guilts I think a man can feel, because it's an abandonment of the family. It's basically being an accessory to the murder of their own child. And that guilt is terrific. But I'm part of a program here in the Dallas Diocese called Project Joseph, and we're trying to get it spread out to other dioceses as well, that helps men overcome that guilt by facing what they've done and accepting God's forgiveness and love over it. Men will often confess and know that God's forgiven them, but they won't forgive themselves. And I think that's something that guilt drives.
Reg, I want to thank you for being willing to call up and share your story and this resource. Tell us a little bit about Project Joseph. I'm not familiar with it, actually. So what does it involve, actually?
Well, Project Joseph is it's in its third year here in the Dallas Diocese, and it has spread to seven dioceses have asked about it. We've got one that is actually starting their own program there. It's designed... Well, there are five things to know about Project Joseph. First, it's necessary because for every abortion in America, there is at least one man involved.
Of course.
And often more. Yeah, often there are men who have driven them to the abortion, who paid for it, who insisted on it, who fought it and lost. Number two, this is for men, because a man's grief and guilt over this is not any greater or more powerful or deeper than a woman's. It's just different. And men open up to men in ways that they can't to women. It's by men who have been there and done that, had the experience of it and have fought their way back, and now seek to help other men fight their way back. Number four, it's absolutely confidential. And number five, it works. And I'm proof of that.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful idea, because so much of the ministry in post-abortion situations has been targeted toward the women involved in all of this. So this is wonderful. And you're saying it's mostly just in this one area now. If people all over are looking to find out more about this, can they just Google this? Is this easily findable?
It is. The website for it is projectjosephdallas.org. I'm a facilitator for it. I didn't start it, but as soon as I could, I got on board, and I'm trying to spread the word about it.
Well, we appreciate you doing that, Reg.
And actually, you know, it is a program that is available in different dioceses around the country.
Oh, fantastic!
I'm seeing it on Google in Kansas City and Miami and St. Louis, Milwaukee. So it's a growing program, and I want to thank you, Joseph, for raising our awareness of it.
Yes, and such a needed thing. Men really have had nowhere to turn until they can hear about a resource like this.
If you are a man who's been affected by abortion in any way, and are looking for healing, then I'd really encourage you to take advantage of this resource that Reg is talking about, Project Joseph. And again, I apologize for not being familiar with it before, but it looks like a terrific program based on what I'm seeing here in front of me. Just Google Project Joseph and talk to your local diocese to see about resources in your area. I should also mention, for any women who are struggling with the issue of post-abortion or need for post-abortion healing, programs like Project Rachel or Rachel's Vineyard are also wonderful programs for you, so you can Google those as well. Reg, thank you so much for addressing that extraordinarily important topic of post-abortion healing and forgiveness, incredibly important for both men and women, and I'm really thrilled to hear that there are resources for both men and women to find that forgiveness that they need,
that we all need. Thank you so much for your call today. Yeah, you've helped so many people.
God bless you, Reg. Thank you so much for your work. And 877-573-7825, is guilt holding you back in some way? God bless, folks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.